The president wants to boost military spending by more than $1 trillion while proposing slashing domestic programs here at home. And John Hopperstad in the newsroom with more on what would be a historic increase. John, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Yeah, this would be at $1.5 trillion for defense, and that would be the highest level of military spending in modern history. As we take a live look at the Capitol this morning, we expect to hear response from some lawmakers, many of whom will be shocked at this hefty price. The president has signaled that the military, though, is his priority, especially with the ongoing conflict in Iran. But it's a big ask with the country running nearly $2 trillion annual deficits and the debt heading past $39 trillion. And then there is concern about what kind of programs here at home could be cut. Here's a look at some of them in this proposed budget. $768 million to refugee resettlement programs, $5 billion to National Institutes of Health, which many say perform critical medical research in this country. The administration proposed $20 billion in cuts to the NIH last year, but Congress rejected it. And $356 million to Administration for Strategic Preparedness and Response. This helps the country prepare for public health emergencies and then also respond to them, but that would be slashed in this budget proposal. Earlier this week, in comments at the White House, the president raising some eyebrows when he told the crowd that the budget should be focused on the military as we fight wars, and that things like daycare, Medicare, and Medicaid should not be funded on a federal level, but by individual states.